and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question is a doozy. For those who want to overcome, it's a doozy. Are you a messenger of love or of fate? Hate? Are you a messenger of love or of hate? Which one are you? I don't know how that relates, but okay. Are you a messenger of love or of hate? So how does that relate to?
You see how he slapped his own son, but he's trying to give him advice? He's a complicated character. Is he a messenger of love or hate?
Have you seen that show?
No, I'm aware of it,
right,
but I've never watched it.
Okay, well, the show that we're showing for the audio podcast listeners is a show about a mafia boss and his family and his dealings with his family.
Oh.
And he supposedly loves his family, but is he a messenger of love or of hate?
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Hake.
You're welcome.
We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you like running around this morning, this evening, already another morning in another country, is already Thursday, and you would like to watch the show, but you just got to go and do what you got to do, you can podcast and listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. Has nothing to do with the physical. On Wednesday, the first 2 hours of the show is the third hour of the show is Manhood Hour. And the first hour to our Black Excellence Hour. That was then, which they was amazing. And this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
He black. It's amazing. It's a spiritual battle. And as soon as you can see that, the sooner you will be free. Because it's in you. It's not outside of you. It's outside of you, inside of other people. But your battle, your issues inside of you only and nowhere else. In every human being. Every human is evil until they start to overcome evil with good. Everyone. So my question is, when will you stop lying to yourself? When will you stop lying to yourself? Oh, I hear you saying, oh, I don't lie to myself. Yes, you do. Oh, you lie to yourself. You say to yourself, the next relationship is going to be better. The next marriage is going to be good. I'm going to find the right person to be with, you say. You say to yourself, the next event is going to be fun. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy myself. Or the next house, or the next car I get, I'll be better, you say. Or the next job, or the next location, I'll be better. Or next year, things will be better. Tomorrow, things will be better, you say. You lie to yourself over and over and over again. If I got $1 million, you say, things will be better. It reminds me of the man who lived in the big city. And then the big city became really crowded. Lots of noise. Automobiles everywhere. People yelling at each other. And it just became so busy and noisy that he could not find any peace. He couldn't find any peace anywhere. So he said, I'm getting out of here where my life would be better. I'm leaving this city, and I'm going to move to a small town. I'm moving somewhere else, a small town. Maybe buy me a little piece of land out on the countryside somewhere in the country. And so he went, moved out, and he bought some land in a small town, and a few people, quiet road, and he was like, this is it. I'm going to be happy now. I'm going to have peace. This is finally it. And so for 6 months or so, maybe a year, things were quiet around there. And one morning, he woke up early and he heard all this noise. They were out there tearing down the road, cutting down trees, and widening the highway, and they start to build new homes in the area. And the people start coming again. He like, oh, man, I gotta get out of here. This is disturbing my peace. I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to be happy somewhere else. He said. So he said, I'm going to move to another small town. And he did. He moved away thinking that I'm going to be happy in this other small town. These people start building out here. I'm out of here. He moved to another small town and got relaxed and comfortable. After a while, they start building a city there. And he was like, what the? I can't stay here. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going back to another country. I'm going to move to another whole country. I can't find peace in America anymore. All this noise. I'm moving to another country. And things will be better when I move to another country, he said. And he moved to another country. Nothing got better. As, just as you say, the next car, the next marriage, the next relationship, the next job, the next food, the next whatever, things will be better, you say. I'm going to move here, and I'm going to move there, and I'm going to do this. And you lie to yourself. You don't even know you're lying to yourself. You won't admit you're lying to yourself. And what this man finally realized once he moved to another country, he realized that the problems were never outside of him, but they were inside of him. And nothing that he gained from the outside got rid of the problem at all. It didn't bring peace. It brought a false temporary happiness. That's about it. But he never had peace until he stopped lying to himself and realized that all of his problem was inside of him. They were all in his thoughts, in his mind, in his imagination. They were never outside of him. They were never outside. They were always inside of his imagination, inside of his thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, but he didn't realize that until he stopped lying to himself that the next around the corner and the next party and the next this would be fine. He realized that it was in his thoughts. And so you know what he did? And when he did it, he found perfect peace. He stopped thinking. He just gave up thinking. He stopped thinking about the next this is going to make his life better, or the next that will make his life better, or the next moving to this city or that town or that town, or living on a boat, or even living in a whatever. He stopped thinking. He finally realized all his issue was in thinking. And he really never had to leave that city, the first city, but he thought his issue was on the outside. He was blaming everybody else for the way he felt. He blamed the crowd. He blamed the noise. He blamed this and he blamed that. But when he started to look within and live from within, and he reached, went after a higher authority, greater is he that's in him, you and me, than he that's in the world. When he stopped saying the next around the corner would be better, everything changed. And the point for you and me and everyone, there's no such thing as the next thing or the next person or the next place or however many children you have or don't have. Those things are never going to bring you peace. The only thing, and this I guarantee you, the only thing that's going to bring you peace is when you stop thinking. Stop thinking. And I know some of you are afraid to stop thinking. You're afraid of evil. You are afraid of evil. What will I do if I stop thinking? Who will I be if I don't think? How will I survive if I don't think? You stop thinking. You see. You won't stop. Who will I be if I don't blame someone else for the way I feel, you say? Who will I be if I don't be a victim? What will I be? what would I be if I stopped taking sides, being for or against, be neither for or against anything or anyone? You say, who would I be? Once you stop thinking and find out. Because no matter where you go, you're still there. You're going to always be with you. So running from here or there or getting this or that, you still got to deal with you. And it doesn't matter where you go. Nothing wrong with living in a nice farm or countryside, but it's not going to bring you peace. It'll bring a temporary happiness. But you wake up in the morning and there'll be bulldozing your town down, and now you got to run again, meaning that you have another thought and another emotion and another this. Don't be afraid of evil. Overcome evil with good that's in you. It's not outside of you. And no one is to blame but you for your own evil because you won't stop thinking. You won't stop running from this place to that place and that and this and one relationship to another. If you want to be free, there is a higher power and he cares for you. And I hear him calling your name. He's available for all who want it. But you're never going to. He cannot answer you. Or you cannot answer his call until you stop thinking. Give up. A free man, a free woman, is a non-thinking man or woman. You've been lied to and told, oh, you got mental health problem. Here's a pill. You got mental health problem. Take this and take that. And you take it, and you're still lost and lonely and still thinking the next pill is going to make you better. And it doesn't. Why don't you stop thinking? That's your enemy and not your friend. Your enemy is pretending to be your friend. It is pretending to protect you. It makes you think you got to fight. You got to protect yourself. What would the world think about me if I don't fight, you say? How would they see me if I become a doormat, you say? Who is saying that? And so you protect evil, and you become even more afraid of evil. You won't let it go. It's up to you. Stop lying to yourself. For those who want to be free, your enemy is within pretending to be your friend. You think that thoughts are looking out for you, but they are against you. They don't love you, even though you think you love them. But they hate you. They made you cry. They made you overreact. They made you worry. They made you afraid. They made you jealous, envious, revengeful, judgmental. It made you think about tomorrow or yesterday. They always bring up memories about the so-called past. I can't believe that happened to me. I was treated wrong by my mama, my daddy. Oh, I had a hard time. My problem worse than anyone. You say, my trauma was worse than anyone. I went through more than anyone else, you say. But the next person who was traumatized, absolutely, said that their trauma was worse. Because to each individual, they see their trauma as really, really bad. and they hold on to it because the thoughts are constantly reminding them of it, and they think that it's real. They don't know that happened then and not happening now. The body has healed, but the spirit is still sick. The spirit is sick. Your body is like way over it. But the spirit is still sick because you won't stop thinking. You won't forgive. It's my color, you say. It's because I'm black. It's because I'm white. It's because I'm Jewish. It's because I'm Muslim. Allahu Akbar. It's because of this or that. You still lie to yourself. It ain't got nothing to do with that at all. Nothing. It's because I was on, my ancestors were slaves. You're still lying. When will you, as an individual, stop lying to yourself? Think about it. For those who want to be free, I realize most people love lies. They love lying to themselves about themselves, and they love lying to themselves about others. It's a thrill. It's wicked. It's evil. But it's still a thrill for them, and they call it a thrill of life. I'm alive. I'm judging others. I feel good, you say. I'm jealous. I'm revengeful. I'm gossipy. I'm this. I'm alive, you say. You get a thrill from it, not knowing you're evil, because you call evil good and good evil. Woe unto the man or the woman who call good evil and evil good. Work on yourself. You can be free. This I promise. But you as an individual got to work on you. And no one else can do it for you or even with you. Anyway, remember this little issue with the Pope and the great white hope, Donald Trump. The Pope was overreacted to a picture of Trump with a white robe on and overreacted. And some people even say, well, blasphemy, blasphemy, or blaspheming, blasphemy, they say. I'm like, what the? It's just a picture on a card. In your mind, you call it blaspheme. Look at him, you sound like the rabbis of the old days when Christ was walking the earth, and he said that I am the Son of God. Oh, no! Blaspheme. Oh, we are, they say. Because they knew, they had a little Bible in their hand. They thought they were they thought they were Son of God. And so the Pope commented on the war and stuff like that. And people have fit. And it's interesting to see CNN and all those people, all of a sudden they love the Catholic now. They love the popes. Whereas before, the liberal media hated religion. All of a sudden they're in love with religion as though it's Mary Jane. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She is my main thing. Mary likes to play around. All of a sudden, they love religion. Jesse Waters laid it out really well. I don't know of anyone else who can lay it out, this whole thing with the great white hope, Donald Trump, and the Pope. He did an amazing job on laying out the whole thing and a little history about it. Here's where Jesse Waters talk about the tension between Trump and the Pope and how apparently the Pope met with one of Obama's associates. And then he went out and started his mess, the Pope, according to the story. Watch it from Fox News.
The beef started after Obama's right-hand man, David Axelrod, paid the Pope a little visit, probably for confession. They're two Chicago guys. We don't know what they talked about, but a week after he left, the Pope started taking shots at Trump. Then 60 Minutes rolled out the Cardinals. Watch.
Under Catholic teaching, this is not a just war. The Catholic faith teaches us there are certain prerequisites for a just war. You can't go for a variety of different aims. You have to have a focus aim, which is to restore justice and restore peace.
Amazing. All we are saying is give peace a chance. Amazing. Water said the media, specifically CNN, reacted to the situation by focusing on religion. Watch this.
Then Trump posted this AI picture. Everybody started going nuts. They say Trump's making himself Jesus. That's not what 47 saw.
I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor.
Trump took the post down. But just like that, Democrats found God. Producers were rushing to book priests like it was Christmas Eve. Overnight, CNN turned into the Catholic News Network.
It's particularly disturbing because for us, the person of Jesus Christ is sacred.
In this case, he is taking on not just the mantle of Jesus's teachings, he's identifying with Jesus in a particularly alarming way.
That's him depicting himself as Jesus Christ. That is blasphemy in its purest form.
Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Certainly blasphemy against Jesus.
Says Satan. What a mess. Water said the media tolerated controversial depiction of Obama and Biden. Watch this.
Maybe the press is born again. They've been waging war on religion for years. They were just singing Don Lemon's praises for storming into a church, attacking Amy Coney Barrett for being a devout Catholic, warning about Christian nationalism. No problem calling Obama the Messiah, putting a halo on him. Big Gretch mocked communion, remember? Nobody said a word. Biden celebrated Trans Day of Visibility on Easter. Where was the left? Probably gave up complaining for Lent.
Amazing, huh? Where will you come from amongst the world and be an individual and live your life? Stop fighting. The world, the people of the world, the earth itself is not evil. The people of the earth are evil. And they're all about themselves and no one else but themselves. The one person is about him or herself. They don't give a two cent about you. When? Oh, you don't know? It's in you. The world is inside of you. Overcome the world inside of you. You're easy to overcome the world outside of you. But it got to start with you. Everything starts with you. And this whole thing about the Pope and the president, and the president putting a picture up there, and your reaction to it, is pure evil. You're overreacting because you're evil, trying to insinuate that Trump is evil. But it's in you, but you don't see that. You're the one overreacting. Why does it bother you what someone else does or say or how they act? Why? Think about that. You are bothered by somebody else's action, whether it's your husband, your wife, your adult children, your friends, your workers, or whomever. Why does it bother you? Why are you affected at all? You ever ask yourself that? No. Why does it bother me when someone else thinks or do you? You never ask yourself that. Because you love evil. And I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, on your welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Around the world by everybody and their mama. They mama if you're black, their mama if you're white. Amazing, huh? 888-7753-773. Couple announcement. Like the videos. Hit the like button right now. Oh, like. This Thursday. Tomorrow Thursday. What the third Thursday of the month. Ladies Forum. At 7 p.m. every third Thursday night of the month. Come on down, ladies. Amazing. Brand new episode of The Fall of State this Friday. Oh, before I go there. Today at 2 p.m., a live episode on Punch and TV, a show called Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. Don't mess with Bill. At 2 p.m. Pacific time, Punch and TV, punchy.tv, punchie.tv. Amazing, huh? At 2 p.m. And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday, if the Lord is willing, at 11 a.m. I had a very interesting, fun, amazing discussion with Jay Dyer. And Jay is a YouTuber, comedian, author, and TV presenter. Why is this?
And by the way,
oh, you're not happy yet, huh?
No, I have it. I have to refresh.
What? What? Right, oh.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you cry over Mother Mary on Friday nights?
I don't cry over her, but we
I'm black and slow, so.
I'm BIPOC too. I identify as black. So that way I get away with a lot more.
That's why you relate. You believe in God. Why do you still have anger?
We're all in a fallen state. As long as we're in this life, we're still going to be liable to sins, passions, and temptations.
Satan is a woman's God.
No, that's Gnosticism.
And
that's
nasty. Amazing. All these different titles, huh? I guess that must be another religion or something. But anyway, you can become you can support The Fallen State on Locals. Jesse Lee Peterson.locals.com. You can become a member there on the YouTube channel there. I do appreciate it. Amazing stuff. when will you stop crying on Mother Mary on Friday nights and be free? When? What are you telling me about Trump? Hey.
I was talking about that woman, one of the women who talked in that segment of the Jesse Waters segment that you just played.
Right.
Episcopal Bishop Marianne Budde, or Budde. I remember her from January 2025, Trump's inauguration, his second inauguration, the inaugural prayer service. She asked Trump to have mercy on the people in our community who are scared now, specifically talking about LGBTQ plus individuals and undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens. And that was at the Washington National Cathedral. And Trump responded harshly, calling Buddha a so-called bishop and a radical left hardline Trump hater on Truth Social later. And he said that the service was boring and uninspiring. The White House press secretary accused her of weaponizing the pulpit and demanded an apology, which I don't think she did.
Amazing. I've always, when I was growing up, I didn't even know Catholic religion existed. I only discovered that when I moved out here to L.A. Maybe I heard about it in Indiana and the city there, but I never seen Catholic religion as a real thing. It looked like it was all made up.
This one is Episcopalian, which is not much different.
Yeah.
Actually worse, maybe.
Episcopalian?
Yeah, Episcopal.
Are those the people that cry on Mary on Friday night?
I don't think that the Episcopalians are quite Orthodox.
What's the Orthodox Episcopalian?
Orthodox tends to be more conservative.
And Catholic, they all seem the same.
Orthodox is probably the most conservative and based in terms of having right-wingers on it. Catholic is really tends to be quite liberal, but there are a handful of people who are based, and then Episcopalian are just liberal, loosey-goosey.
And based mean what?
I'm just using based in terms of being sort of right-wingers, pro-conservative Christian.
That's Orthodox?
Yeah.
So if they're so based, why do they cry on Mary and worship her on Friday nights?
Because based is just a front.
Oh. Amazing.
Based means true, says Derek. Yeah. Therefore, they stand on the quote-unquote truth.
Is that the same religion that called people saints?
I don't know about Orthodox. They may have saints, but I know that Catholics have saints. I'm not as familiar with the Orthodox peoples.
But why do you make up the term saint when there's no such thing as a saint?
Because the word saint is in the Bible.
What do you mean?
The word saint is in the Bible. What do you mean? What do I mean? The Bible talks about the saints.
What do you say about them?
Different things, like talking about all the saints.
But there is no saint nor sinner.
Nice.
Amazing. And the people worship the saints.
Yeah, they separate the saints from themselves.
Amazing. Whatever. Let's go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you? Happy Wednesday.
Thank you, Jerome. Amazing.
Amazing. So touching on, thank you for bringing up the, the Trump and Pope, all the stuff that they're going through. Because, as you know, a couple of days ago, the Trump and the Pope got into it. And then in response of going back and forth with the Pope, Trump posted something very disrespectful on his Truth Social, depicting him as Jesus. And then
yesterday,
he apologized.
Jerome, I need you to come slow down, man. Come closer to your phone. I'm not hearing you clearly.
Yet, Trump posted a very disrespectful picture of him as Jesus. Can you hear me, Jesse?
Yes, I can now, but stay to your phone. You're not on a speaker, Bluetooth, is there, right?
No, I'm talking right into my phone.
Okay, stay with it.
He posted a very disrespectful picture showing him as depicting himself as Jesus. And then yesterday, he recanted, or he took down his post because of all the backlash from the Christians that are in MAGA. And then yesterday, he recanted and said that he depicted himself as a doctor, which was an obvious lie.
We played all that just now in the open this morning.
Okay, and I just wanted to know, what were your opinion on, you know, on the lies and disrespect of the Christians?
Well, number one, he did not depict himself as Jesus. The picture was a picture of Trump and not Jesus. And I do know that when some of the people saw the picture, they thought in their own mind they saw Jesus, but they were really seeing Trump in the picture, but they thought they saw Jesus, and they blamed Trump for what they thought. And it wasn't disrespectful for Trump to put a robe on, take a picture of it, and post it. That's Trump. He has the right to do what he wants.
Yeah, but that's what he wanted.
And he was not being disrespectful. I can guarantee you, God nor Jesus gave one hoop about that picture. And they probably
you don't
sat
know that,
there,
Jesse.
They sat there and laughed about it. If anything,
You don't know that. You just making that.
They
up
thought there. It was funny, but human beings, since they're emotional, they reacted and they thought that they were reacting for Jesus when really they were worshiping Satan.
Now, how are you going to say that the people thought that they saw Jesus in the picture, and they just made that up, but you just made up what God and Jesus are thinking? You're doing exactly what you're accusing them of doing.
Because they said, oh, he called himself Jesus. He never did that. He even told you later, I was a doctor.
Is laying hands on people and healing them with their hands?
What?
Doctors don't do that. Doctors do not lay hands on people and then they have magical rays coming out of their hands.
No, I know.
Doctors
that lay hands.
Doctors don't do
there that. Are Christian doctors who lay hands on people.
And they haven't healed one person, Jesse. You don't know that.
How do you know?
How do you know?
I didn't say they did. You said they haven't. I'm asking how do you know?
Right, but when they lay their hands on people, do you see magical rays coming out of their hands?
How do you know
people?
There isn't one doctor that has laid hands on someone?
You're playing dumb right now.
You're wrong.
You're not really trying to have a conversation.
I am. I'm trying to get you to calm down so we can have a conversation. And so how do you know there isn't one doctor that laid hands on someone and they were healed?
I'm not playing this game with you, Jesse.
What game? You said there's not one doctor. I'm asking, how do you know that?
But I'm not talking about that. We're talking about Trump right now. I'm not playing this game. You're trying to deflect on what Trump did because you know he's wrong, and you can never call Trump on anything that he did wrong.
How was he wrong for posting a picture of himself?
It wasn't him. It was him as Jesus, and you're playing dumb again. You know what it was.
And
when you saw that picture, you saw Jesus as well.
No, I didn't.
Be honest.
I didn't see Jesus.
Yes, you did. You and all the experts saw Jesus. You just playing dumb.
You need to relook at that picture. You'll see that it's Trump phase.
No, you do.
It's Trump phase, Jerome, not Jesus.
Okay, I'm not talking about the face. I'm talking about everything else that was in the photograph.
Did you see Jesus?
Him healing people? Yes, and we all did.
You
saw
Jesus?
He saw it too. That's why he posted it.
Jerome, you saw Jesus?
Yes, Jesse. Yes, I did.
And what did Jesus look like?
You trying to deflect. You're not really wanting to talk about
Jerome, really, man, no.
About.
What did Jesus look like that you saw?
Jesse, why are you doing this? Why don't you just, it's okay for you to say that.
You know, why you call about the picture, I'm talking to you about it. You say you saw Jesus. What did Jesus look like?
The robe that he had on and the fact that he was healing people, those are two things that are attributed to Jesus. And whenever we see depictions of Jesus, that's what we see.
And
that
what,
was only what it could be.
And you say you saw so you're not saying you saw Jesus, you saw Jesus' robe. But you saw Donald Trump, right?
This is sad the way you acting right now, Jesse. This is really sad.
You're wrong. You saw Donald Trump. You saw Jesus' robe.
But you keep on asking me the same question, Jesse. I already answered.
You said you saw Jesus, and you also said there's not one doctor who would put hands on anyone and heal them. Let me ask. Ask. Jesus said of us, we, the people, don't worship me. It's not me. It's my Father that's doing the work through me. And he said, greater works shall you do than what I've done. Is that blasphemy?
I don't even know what that has to do with anything.
Is that blasphemy?
Why did you just ask me that? I don't know, Jesse. I didn't say anything about blasphemy. You brought that up.
No. I'm telling you, some of the people said that. We played a song.
I can't speak for other people, Jesse. I'm talking for myself. I never said anything about blasphemy.
So do you believe that you can do greater works than Jesus?
No.
You don't? Was Jesus lying when he said that?
You have to quote that verse in the Bible for me, Jesse. I didn't know that he
Jesus
said that.
Jesus said,
I don't know what was
greater works shall you do than what I've done. And you said that you don't believe you can?
But who was he talking to? Was he talking to everybody? Or
yeah,
was he talking
every
to
human
one
being.
Or was he talking to one of his disciples?
No, he was talking to everyone.
Okay, you have to quote that verse for me. I'm not.
I just quoted for you a second time. But anyway, I got to do this because of time. Jerome.
I bet you are.
Look at that picture again, and you're going to see that it's Donald Trump's face and not Jesus. So you're not going to see Jesus, except in your own mind.
Okay, and since because of time, I think you need to stop lying to yourself because Jesus is not going to like you lying like this, Jesse. You know what you saw in that picture.
I didn't see Jesus.
And you know what Donald Trump was trying to do.
I saw Donald Trump. I saw Donald Trump in Jesus' robe.
And that's why it took you so long to talk about it, why you're doing all this deflecting, because if you know...
What do you mean, it took me so long to talk about it?
You knew that if you said that that was Jesus, then you knew that you would have to convict Donald Trump for what he did. And you know that you're not capable of doing that because you cannot convict Daddy Trump.
You're wrong.
Daddy so much.
You're wrong. That wasn't Jesus.
Okay.
That was in your mind. You need to take another look at the picture because
all this lying,
you
Jesse,
will
I'm
see.
Becoming of you.
All right, Jerome. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Amazing. You're not going to see Jesus. You see Trump, folks. In your mind, you see Jesus. But in reality, you see Trump. I thought I saw Jesus. I tell you, he's alive. And when I saw him, he saw me. I thought he saw me too. What a mess. You didn't see Jesus. You don't even know what Jesus looked like. You saw Trump. Look at that picture again. Show the picture. Is it easy to pull up? And tell me if you see Jesus or you see Trump. Here we go. Do you see Jesus or you see Trump? And during Jesus' day, everybody wore clothes like that. They didn't have real clothes. They had their Muslim clothes. Other Abba clothes. Do you see Trump or you see Jesus? That is really deep, Hake. In their mind, they're seeing Jesus. And they think that that's what Trump is doing. It looks like Jesus. It's in your mind, folks, just like the whole illusion of everything is in your mind. It's not reality. Come out of your mind. Stop thinking. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Even Christ said, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Think about that, if we got to think. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. Bring every thought into captivity because they're not mine. Reject them and they will flee from you. Reject evil and evil will flee from you. But no, you're like so deep into thoughts. You thought that Trump was Jesus. And then you got mad. As though Jesus is not capable of taking care of himself. Do you know that if Jesus had been thought anything about that picture and he wanted to do something about it, he could have. Jesus can take care of himself. Stop thinking that you are standing up for Jesus. That's another thought. You're standing for an illusion. Jesus didn't tell you to stand for him. John is out of Canada. John, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, John.
It's a pleasure, man. I spoke to you once before, and I really appreciate your advice on thoughts and that awareness, and then forgiving, and then just kind of being more centered within. I really appreciate that. So actually, I had something to say about thoughts, and then I it was kind of like a joke, but then I had something serious to bring up with you. So yesterday, as I was doing the silent prayer, a thought came passing by, and the thought was like, oh, John, what happens if Jesse Lee Peterson isn't here anymore? Who's going to take up his mantle? You got to do it. You got to do it. And I was hearing this thing, and I was like, wait a minute. What the? And I let it pass over me, but it was just very interesting. And I stopped right there because I then realized where the root was. And this is why you have to really cast off thoughts into captivity, anything that exalts itself. And we even look at how, and it ties into actually what's going on with how people are viewing Trump. For a moment, sir, I viewed you as being very dear and high, like on a higher pedestal. And
that's a high,
of course.
Well, the one thing, because of time, there's one thing I do want to
please
encourage you. You're right to let all thoughts go. Do not hold on to any of them. They all lie to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Thank you, John. I got to take a break. Oh, can we get this? It's too late. Thank you, John.
Super Chats.
Super, super.
Brian R. Yep. Happy Country and Western Music Tuesday. This was yesterday late in the show. Brian R. My great-grandmother used to say, things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. It's similar to my dad saying it'll feel better when it stops hurting.
Amazing. Thank you, John. Let me take a break. We'll finish that when we come back. And your phone calls. The hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
All kinds of mess going on in this whole here world. Not even our greatest president can clean up all of it. Resignations, retirements, and expulsion threats. some serious mess news, fake news, that is. Los Angeles DA says Swalwell is under investigation over here in L.A. What? Eric Swalwell and that guy Tony Gonzalez are both resigning, I guess, from Congress. Tony Gonzalez calls it retiring, but he's retiring before his term ends. So effectively, they call it a resignation, according to Ground News and Commie Nonsense Network and elsewhere. And this is after admitting an affair with a staffer. And they're trying to, they're both under threats of expulsion, which is kind of ridiculous because historically expulsion has been incredibly rare, according to Michael Tracy, an independent journalist who's been on the Jesse Lee Peterson show multiple times, because it overrides the will of the people, the voters, expulsion does, and it's only invoked under extreme circumstances with clear-cut criminal wrongdoing. And there is no clear-cut criminal wrongdoing, especially not with Tony Gonzalez, but also not with Swalwell even, really. It's not clear-cut. Swalwell and Gonzalez, who is Republican, by the way, Republican Tony Gonzalez, and Democrat Swalwell, feels like it's a tit-for-tat type of thing. The Democrats are like, oh, look, you got a Republican who did something bad, too, so-called. They're going to get their retirement money later, though, because they've both served at least 5 years. Swalwell's been in there since 2013. And so Swalwell, once he turns 62, 2042, he's estimated to get $22,620 in whatever you call that thing every year. And Tony Gonzalez, $8,728 per year starting in 2042. I guess that's unless they get convicted of some type of crimes that would make them not eligible for these pensions. What a mess. Anyway, this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Excellence Wednesday, April 15th, tax day, by the way, for some. AD 2026. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers, those of you who are on hold, but you can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, young or old. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats, is the plan, man, and more great stories. But it is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, not Commie Nonsense Network. Ground News reports U.S. military says the blockade of Iran's ports have completely halted economic trade. It completely halts economic trade. Mediators are moving closer to extend the U.S. and Iran ceasefire, officials tell far-left AP, off the deep end AP, Associated Press. And children were killed in Lebanon as Israeli strikes. They were hitting homes far away from the front lines of the war with Hezbollah. Do they exactly have front lines? Or are the Hezbollah people, the terrorists, as they are called by many, are they embedded among the people? I don't know. Terrible. There was an American who was killed, or his family was killed, and then he drove into that synagogue some weeks back. His brother or something, or he himself, may have been sort of Hezbollah, I guess. The Justice Department, good news, is moving, the so-called Justice Department, moving to toss the seditious conspiracy convictions of Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. Remember January 6th, 2021, when Trump was about to lose, quote-unquote, the election? The Justice Department asked the Columbia Circuit to vacate the seditious conspiracy convictions for Proud Boys and Oath Keepers leaders, aiming to dismiss their indictments permanently, which is nice. Trump he commuted those leaders' sentences last January. Attorney General Jeanine Pirro, that's Judge Jeanine, the Fox News gal, and she's in the Justice Department, I guess. She signed the filing, citing prosecutorial discretion to dismiss cases in the interests of justice. Very nice. Democrats, of course, on Capitol Hill criticized the administration's rhetoric as a dangerous attempt to rewrite history, but they're the ones writing history wrong because they're propagandists, liars. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2. So
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. For those men and women who want to overcome evil and return to the Father, is it the biblical question are reminders to stay present. Always know where you are and what you're doing instead of being lost in your head and to thoughts. All right? Are you a messenger of love or of hate? Are you a messenger of love or of hate? You ever ask yourself, am I? No, you haven't, because you won't even get to know yourself. Know thyself. Are you a messenger of love or hate? That's more like it. That's new? Oh, Derek, get you that? Okay. The black producer. What the hell? He black. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you, if you just got to run around and can't sit and watch the show, you would love to, but you got to go and do what you got to do. You can podcast and you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And the first hour, second hour of Wednesday is Black Excellence. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Amazing. Black people, you got to do what every other human being got to do if they want to be free. If they want to be whole, if they want to be an individual, you got to give up the anger. You must forgive your mothers for recreating you in her image. You become like what you hate. The men and the women, just like all human beings. And then you got to forgive your father, earthly father, for not protecting you from her. And then God will forgive you because now you return to the Father. And you will have perfect peace. You will have perfect peace. And you will see that you're not a victim. Your life had nothing to do with slavery, Jim Crow, or white people, or anyone, except your parents. forgive and you shall be forgiven. There ain't no way around it, folks. You want to be of love. Or at least you should want that. I know most people love hate. They love it. They get a thrill from it. That's why they won't let it go. Jeff is out of Ohio. Jeff, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well.
Oh, good. Hey, I had three things for you today. I'm going to try to be brief with everything, but I've been meaning to call you for several months. I called maybe 4 to 6 months ago about a situation with my sister-in-law about how I gave a best man speech at a wedding, and she ran off crying. I know never to ask a black man to remember, but...
I sure don't remember. What now?
That's fine. No problem. Anyways, the situation has been resolved. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law did forgive me and apologize for, you know, the way they reacted. They did try to destroy my marriage, but I just wanted to give you an update on that.
Why did she cry over you? You gave a what? A talk?
You know, like a best man speech.
Oh, okay.
You know, you get up there and you kind of poke some fun at the best, at the groom and all that.
And why did she get mad? Why did she cry? It was so
good. She was embarrassed over something I said in the speech. But yeah.
Oh, okay. And then they got mad at you and tried to destroy you.
Oh yeah. And I'm telling you, Jesse, if I didn't see the light of God in you, that's why I wanted to thank you, because like I was able to see so clearly. They never brought me out of character. I was able to deal with them in the right way, like truly, because there were some times where I felt the pull a little bit, but I'm just like, nope. I'm just going to remain calm and, you know, and I think they kind of respect me more for it, like everybody. So,
well, you stay with it, man, and give up the fight. Don't fight with the devil inside of your mind, and don't fight with the devil inside of other people. It's evil.
For sure. And it woke my wife up to how evil her mother and sister are. So,
right on.
It's been amazing. I'm telling you. So, anyways, my second thing, I just want to give you an update on that. My second thing, a couple of your videos from the GLC in 2006 came up on my YouTube, and I watched them recently. It was about Christianity. Yeah.
Okay.
About Christianity and then forgiveness, and like Adam and Eve, I think, was one of them. Oh, my goodness. Like, I said to my wife, I'm like, no theologian in history could even like come close to this. I was just blown away by your understanding of it. I just couldn't even put it into words, really.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Why
and I shared it with my father. I shared it with my father. And so we were out walking in a local park and all, and we were just talking about it. And he was sharing his childhood with me. And I'm sorry, I used to see my dad through my mother's eyes when I was younger.
Yeah.
And it's like so clear now, like what he went through. He was telling me about his childhood and this and that. And I mean, man, I felt God's presence there. It was amazing.
Right on. Well, one thing I want you to know, if you don't already know this, Jeff, is that when you saw that interview or that discussion and it made sense to you, it was because the same truth, the same spirit of truth that showed it to me is showing it to you, because you want the truth. You want what's right. And because you open it up and inviting it in, you haven't seen anything yet. Everything will become clear to you if you stay with this. It'll just become clear. Just stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet, Jeff. And I don't care what situation comes from the outside, try to get you to overreact or to judge or anything or fight, don't do it. And resist it outside of you, and then resist it in the mind as well. And you haven't seen anything, man.
That's awesome. And my last thing for you here, because it's Black Excellence Day.
Okay.
I recently was at a function in my hometown. I live in like a mainly white area. I'm white, but
white.
My hometown, it's like there's more black people than, you know, the surrounding region or whatever. Anyways, I'm at this function, and I have four children myself, and I've got sat across this old black woman in town. She's like a matriarch of like a lot of good athletes and stuff. Anyways, we got to talking, and you know, I was telling her about my kids and different activities, this and that. And she just looked at me and she says, I love seeing a man raise his children. And we just were talking about life and stuff. And I just thought of you immediately.
Well, that's how it was.
How black good, used to be.
Yeah, that's how it was in the good old days, Jeff. Men were there with the wives, with the mother of the children. And you didn't have all this stuff that's going on right now. And that's why they took the men out of the home during the so-called civil rights movement. This civil rights movement, along with the Democratic Party, as you know, they encouraged the black woman, oh, you don't need a man. And they give some money. And she couldn't resist the money. And that false pretense that she didn't need a man, it's just been downhill for black people ever since.
It seems like it. And I mean, I've, like I said, my, you know, my town was about like maybe 20% black and 80% white.
Yes.
And I had some amazing coaches that were black men and I mean, growing up and stuff, but I could see the excitement in this woman's eyes. Like she raised, I think 9 or 10 children, all good athletes and some successful in this and that. But when I started talking about my children, she just loved seeing a man raise his children is what she said. And I was like, they're still out there. They're getting older, but they're still out there.
Right on. So. That's amazing. Right on, Jeff.
All right, Jesse. I appreciate you. Thank you. I'll be watching.
Okay. Hey, you
talk
stay
to you next
with
time.
It. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, Jeff.
I will. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Amazing. Amazing. The truth is waiting on you to invite it in. And it is powerful. It is perfect. It is the kingdom of heaven. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you to open up and say, come on in. If ever I needed you, I need you now. The truth will come. He really will come. But you don't trust the truth. You trust evil. You're afraid to let evil go because you're so identified with who will I be if I'm not my fears, I'm not my emotions, the so-called good one and the bad one. Who would I be if I don't get angry? Who would I be if I am of love from God? Won't you give up this and find out? You can easily find out. Amazing. You've heard me say over and over and over and over and over and over and over again for the last 35 years or so. That white people are hated in their own country, in their own land. Think about that. White people found it and created, with the help of God, the greatest country on the planet. And they made a mistake, whether knowingly or unknowingly, allow other people to come into their country. And now those people hate them. And on their own land, they are afraid, the whites, to speak up. Some, a few are doing it, are speaking up, but they're afraid because they're afraid of what they're going to lose. They're afraid of the attacks. They're afraid of the name calling. And they will not stand up for their own country. And it's so bad that even white people are saying this about themselves. They want DEI. They don't want white people. I ask whites all the time on the Fallen State and sometimes here, do you love white people? I ask other white people, I ask, do you love white people? They can't say yes. Once in a while, one will say yes, but most will not say yes. They're afraid to appear racist, they say. They like, I can't say that. If I say that, you're going to have me in a window of a little soundbite saying that. I know when it changed, I'm asking you, but it wasn't like that all the time. And just think about that, white people. On your own land, in your own, it's like your own home. You've allowed the enemy to move in, not only inside of your mind, but outside of you too. and they hate you. And they make it clear that they hate you. They blame you, even though you, it's because of you, they have all this stuff, the freedom and everything. And they still hate you because evil hate weakness. It hate weakness. It's like in a relationship, if the man is afraid of the woman, she will destroy him. She will beat him in the same way that you told Harpo to beat me. Call it purple. But, and if a woman is afraid of a man, her husband, he will brutalize her. Evil hate weakness, and it thrives on it. It's getting a thrill from controlling you. And you're afraid of losing something. You'd rather lose your soul and try to gain the world. And that's sad. That's evil. I want you to see a white guy put down his own people. You hate your own people. All for a thrill of it. This is for real clear politics. This guy is a so-called senator, a Democrat, of course, a guy by the name of Mark Kelly. And he, in this report, it says that he's a former Navy test pilot and a space shelter commander. Here's what he had to say when discussing those other DEI program from the space thing that just went up into space. It was a DEI program. He was asked about that, and here's what he had to say. Watch this on X.
When you're the commander, you get some say in who your other crew members are going to be. So the last thing I would want in a space shuttle crew would be 7 white guy, U.S. Navy, test pilots like me. It would be a disaster.
How sad is that, huh? It's because of white people we can go to the moon. Isn't that amazing? I don't know how he sees himself, but white people are jumping on board to destroy themselves, to assist in destroying themselves. And according to the report, this guy Kelly made this remark on April 11, 2026, while speaking about military leadership and the value of diversity at Al Sharpton little event. Isn't that amazing? It's DEI America now. And white people are not allowed. You are under genocide, white folks. And the more fear you, unless you overcome fear, you will end up, and you are ending up like the whites in South Africa right now. I would suggest, do what you want, that you wake up and operate not from fear, but perfect love. Where will you go? In South Africa, I'm being told that they are making, they're creating another white, they had to go out on the farmland. They gave the inner city, the cities to the blacks, and the blacks are destroying that. And then the blacks are even going out on the farmland. And so the white people are building their own town, and no blacks are allowed, according to a report. I interviewed someone from the white town, Newtown. They like, no blacks are allowed. And I believe it's in New Orleans. They've kind of gotten away from paying their taxes, the white people have, for all this black destruction in New Orleans, and they have their own little town going on. there's nothing to be afraid of. Fear is an illusion. It has no power. It has no authority except to make you think it does. And when you believe it, it controls you. Fear stops you from living a life. And when you break through it, you say, wow, how did I believe that? What was wrong with me? That was at one of Al Sharpton's little event. And so Fox News is reporting that even at Al Sharpton, a black event, a lot of the black people, some of the black people didn't even know what DEI meant. They didn't even know what it was. This is from Fox News. Al Sharpton held a DEI convention, but none of the attendees knew what DEI meant. They black. Watch this from Fox News.
No justice.
No peace.
No peace.
No glory.
No peace. It's no peace.
Oh, no peace.
What does it mean? No justice, no peace.
Oh, God. It basically means, I don't know. I don't want to do this. I'm scared.
It just means stepping the deck that no justice, no peace.
Well, break it down for me.
I'm going to break it down just like this. No justice, no peace.
Equality.
Would you say we're all equal now?
Of course.
If we're all equal now, then what's with DEI?
I can't really give you a profound answer on that.
DEI will help you with all your work. They'll help you with your office work.
Not AI. Sorry. DEI.
Okay, what's that? You tell me what that is.
What is the DEI?
DEI.
DEI. What's the DEI?
Is DEI a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing. It is no equality. It is no fairness. It is no justice.
Al Sharpton says DEI is great.
Oh, okay. Well, if he says great, it's great.
Oh, they black. What a mess, huh? They had a DEI, according to the report. They're at a DEI event. They don't even know what DEI is. When will you become whole? When will you start thinking for yourself? When I was growing up in the good old days, we were told by parents and grandparents and everybody, you better think for yourself. And they wouldn't even allow us to think as a group. You think for yourself, Punchy. I'm like, okay, Mama. What's wrong with thinking for yourself? And stop just running around repeating people. And they don't even know what they're talking about. Think for yourself, not like the crowd. The crowd is always wrong. If you want to know when you are wrong, catch yourself following the crowd. The crowd need validation. They believe they're right because you validate them by being a part of their gang, their crowd. And speaking of DEI, that flight to the moon was DEI. It wasn't white people. This is your country. You made it great. Stand up with love. Not emotional love, but the love of truth. Don't hate. Don't be mad. Joe Biden was speaking or something somewhere. Oh, I know where. From Fox News. This is from Fox News. Did you hear about this? And the people upset about this. Get off the battlefield. Why you got to fight for it? Why you need to take sides? Why not leave the battlefield and just live? Former President Joe Biden raised eyebrows Tuesday at Syracuse University after making an quote-unquote awkward onstage remark comparing a black member of the school board of trustees to former President Barack Obama. Watch this from TMZ.
And by the way, I always want to turn around one guy and say, Barack, what are you doing? Come here. I feel like he should be standing on the right and I should be standing on the left. Hey, you done this look at Barack? Anyway, as I say, you've done good, fella.
Well, you know, I tried.
Amazing. Did he look like Barack to you?
Yeah, kind of.
He remind me of Barack, too.
Yeah, he has like a Barack kind of look to him.
Uh-huh, he does.
And even when he spoke a little bit. Is that just me?
He may be just a tad darker than Barack.
Right.
But he definitely, his demeanor is just like Barack. The way he laughs, the way he spoke. Is that because he's educated, I guess?
You see? Oh, my gosh. I said, you see?
And the same kind of body built, kind of, you know, built the same and same kind of suit. Is there anything to be mad about with Biden when Biden did that? According to reports, some people are like, they ain't like that. What a mess. 888-773-773. Super chat.
Oh, hello.
Hey. Hank had to run in.
Bree Noel. Well, can I say the thing? The reason that they're mad about that is because of the stereotype that's not true, that black people all look alike.
What?
That's why they got mad that he said, oh, you look like Barack Obama.
But deaf people always say, you look like somebody I know, or you remind me of this person. And all races of people.
And he was the vice president under Barack. Anyway, Bree.
What? It's amazing what the evil nature reacts to.
Yeah. It's because it looks like, oh, you people all look the same. That's why they got mad.
And Joe Biden seemed to be just having fun with that.
Indeed.
He ain't mean no harm.
He's our second greatest president.
What?
It's a joke.
That's for sure.
Bree Noel.
Jared said he really looked like Obama, though.
He did look sort of similar.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
Especially, I imagine, like, from the side where you don't really see his face.
Yeah.
Bree on Cash App. Thanks for everything you do, Jesse. Heart and thanks hands.
Thank you, Bree, and thank you for your support. Stay with it. Thank you.
No Mo Thoughts on Bought a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Jesse, are you sure we're supposed to go to the 50th floor? I kind of wish I would even be allowed in the basement. Says No More Thoughts.
No More Thought wish they would be allowed in the basement?
Uh-huh.
What that mean?
I don't even know.
I don't quite know what you're saying, No More Thought. Make it clear, either by calling or in Super Chat.
I think you might be just joking around, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Emilio, breaking news. Baby Jessica, who made national headlines when she fell down a well, arrested on domestic violence charges. What a mess.
Yeah, we dealt with that the other day.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Covered it yesterday. And we'll have to read the rest.
Baby Jessica's daddy.
We'll have to read the rest later, y'all. Thank you.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Lies all the time about anything, and that's the truth. Lay down your thoughts and set yourself free. Couple announcement. We have a sale on the merch. The spring sale is here. 30% off all merch, except for coffee, Punchy's coffee, or and the books. No 30% on those things. Use the code JLP30 at the checkout. JLP30. The coffee, good. Punchy coffee is really, really good. Really, really good. My books are amazing. Absolutely amazing books. And I'll be happy to sign them for you if you like. Merch, Alpha Mugs, T-shirts, tote bags, everything on sale through the month of April. It's a spring sale. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And like the merch, I do shout-outs for you. Shout out, birthday shout outs, wedding, whatever the occasion is, encouragement, congratulations, happy April, happy New Year, happy Merry Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Super, super. Super chat.
Super chat. Super chat.
Five coffees from Robert. Thanks for the show, team, and shout out to the good doctor, Trump, and his healing ways.
I rest my case.
Very
greater,
nice.
The same work I do, greater share you do. Donald Trump is doing that works. Amazing. The great white hope. Some people call him amazing. Amazing.
Anthony L., big smile, mouth wide open.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Adlib Queen, people love to see the speck in others' eyes, but don't see the log in their own eye. Trump needs to review posts by his team, but he didn't say he was Christ. You all implied that and look for a cause.
Sure did.
Facts.
That is absolutely true. They saw Christ in their mind, and imagination's lying. And they blame Trump for what they saw in their own mind. They didn't even see Trump's face on the picture. They saw Jesus. Isn't that like a man? And they said, blaspheme, blaspheme, blasphemy. That is a good point. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Adlib Queen.
Yeah.
Birdie Bound B, five coffees. America used to make heaven on earth easy for everyone to see. Now it's just a hot mess. Even baby Jessica got a mugshot.
What a mess. Not baby Jessica. What a mess.
And he, morning, Punchy, why does your monologue sound more and more like the accuser? Thoughts. You diss. You dat. You suffer. You love hell. You lie. You cry. Cry. You evil. You diss. You dat. And so on and so forth. Take it easy, half-breed. LOL. Hashtag messenger of good or evil.
She responded to the biblical question?
No, it was just a hashtag. Kind of a reference to the biblical question.
Oh, okay. Half-breed. That's all I ever heard. Thank you. Amazing.
And Heat says, by the way, ain't nobody afraid of no calcified penis gland? Crying emoji. Oh, my goodness. What the? Tissue, please.
That's
crying.
What...
Crazy face. It's pineal gland, Jesse. He was not saying the other word, gland.
Why are you telling me that?
I'm telling you that because this guy said that word because he was quoting you.
What?
The guy who's the Brady from Arizona the other day called in about fluoride. Fluoride does not mess with your brain function per the news, fake news, ground news.
Oh.
And he said, yes, it does. It closes your pineal gland, your connection to God from through your body.
All right.
And you said, God doesn't care about any peeing something gland.
I said what he said.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You said what N. Heat said, but not what Brady said. Brady didn't say that word.
What word?
I can't repeat it.
Pineal.
Yes, pineal gland.
Pineal gland.
But you didn't say pineal.
What did I say?
I can't say. I can't repeat it. It's
bad. I don't remember. Okay. My bad. E black.
Indeed.
Thank you, though. I didn't know.
Thank you, N. Heat.
I did not know I said it wrong.
Very wrong.
He black.
Indeed, he is. JV the Great, every time Jerome calls in, he, I don't know if I can say this word, but Jesse says it sometimes, B words about Trump, crying, laughing. Indeed, he does.
Amazing. What a mess. What a mess.
John.
Thank you.
Z. Thank you, John Z.
Thank you, John Z.
The Great White Pope, Vatican III. Happy Pope Leo Fatigue Day Wednesday, Jesse.
The Pope is a mess. Thank you.
Pope Leo Fatigue, Wednesday. Nick LaBoy, some call him King, some call him Daddy. So even now, call him Jesus. I call him the Great White Hope. Also, Peter, Paul, Stephen, Philip, Ananias, all laid hands like Jesus. Happy Hump Day. God bless.
Amazing. Thank you.
The Great White Pope, Vatican III, says Pope Leo answers to Father and His Holiness.
What does that mean?
If you want to cry blasphemy,
what?
Call no man father. You have one
That's
father.
Right.
And Your Holiness, oh, Lord.
The saints! Amazing. What a mess.
Thank you, Great White Pope, Vatican III. Taylor L. says the quote-unquote Christians getting offended over an AI meme picture of Trump is all for thrill.
It
is amazing observing people working themselves up. This is Taylor L.
Right on. Come out from amongst the world and observe the world go crazy. You don't have to be a part of it. It's all for the thrill of it. Amazing. Thank you.
AKP, baby Jessica was arrested for a domestic dispute a couple days ago. Allegedly, quote unquote. I thought you should know. Scrunch face laughing.
Yeah, we reported on that. Thank you.
Yeah, yesterday we got a tip. Yeah. Nikki 313.
I wish baby Jessica's well.
Yeah, and her daddy.
Yeah, and baby Jessica's daddy.
And her husband.
Amazing.
Nikki 313, in Greek Orthodox tradition, most names come from a saint. I'm Nikki, named after Saint Nicholas, also known as Santa Claus, crying, laughing, sweating. My parents were clearly obsessed.
it's interesting how people can make you a saint they say a saint, and then everybody else starts saying saint. They call you a hero, and then everybody else say, oh, that's a hero. And then if they get mad at you, they say, that's no saint. And now you're saying that's no saint. Or that's no hero. Now you're saying that's no hero. They're a hero. They're just words with no meanings. Just words. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Also on Cash App, Kevin S., very generous tithing, as always.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate it.
Really. And he says to Jerome on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, do you know men in the Middle East still wear them garments to this day? Trump is healing the land of Iran and liberating the people from a tyrannical and evil government. Haters of truth hate the picture because they cannot comprehend the spirit of truth leads and guides Trump, as it did also in Jesus. Hashtag greater things shall you do.
I rest my case. Well said. Now, eat your heart out.
AKP.
Thank you. Very true.
Fun fact, our president's dad's full name was Frederick Christ Trump. His grandmother's maiden last name was Christ. You can't make this up.
Isn't that true?
This is the first I heard it, but
I never heard that before. But amazing.
I'm not denying it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Indeed. And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Thank you all very much. Brady, you're on the air.
Yes. Well, Mark Kelly from Arizona, the guy that hates his own race, the white man who hates white men, especially like men like me from Arizona. I'm a conservative nationalist Christian. I do not believe in open borders, homosexuality, or basically giving all elections to the Democrat Party that act like Omar from Minnesota and all those idiots in the Midwest that are now Democrats. But basically the word for a Democrat now is anti-America. They hate everything about this country, and what they despise the most is Jesus Christ himself and Yahweh, his father.
And Brandon, do you love Mark Kelly, though?
No, I know I'm working on it, Jesse. I despise that man.
But Mark, how can you love Christ but not Mark Kelly?
I don't know. I think I'm failing in that one aspect, Jesse. I'm trying to find forgiveness in this body that I'm in. I don't have a lot of forgiveness for people that have so much hate.
But how would God forgive you of your hate if you don't forgive others of theirs?
I don't know. I remember when Jesus whipped the bankers, though. I saw him get a little mad once.
No, you didn't. I guess, you never saw Jesus get mad.
Did he whip the bankers? I thought he whipped the bankers once.
No, but he's never gotten angry.
Oh, I got to work on that. I got a little bit too much Irish in me and Yugoslavian. I get a little ornery, and it's just a part of the white man that comes out in me, just like the Irish. It says, don't ever forgive someone that has wronged you. And I kind of grew up on that, an eye for an eye, and get that guy back who went against you.
Brady, you can overcome it if you want to. The only reason you have not overcome anger, the only reason you have not dropped the anger, you don't want to. You make up excuses for it. But I highly recommend, not just because you're white, but especially since you're white and you want to stand up for your country, if you don't overcome the anger, you're never going to be effective in a good way. You could drop the anger if you want to.
I'm trying real hard, Jesse.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I've been working on that also. My mother has a... You know, you kind of grew up and you said, you know, going back to the father is the main thing that what this human race needs to do.
Right.
And my whole life, my mom basically, my parents have been married for 50 years, and my dad has done whatever my mom has said all his life. You know, just like the old school growing up in the 50s, the guy goes to work, mom's at home. My mom also worked outside the house.
Why haven't you forgiven her? Why don't you forgive her? How old are you now, Brady?
I'm 57.
So why haven't you forgiven your mother while she still lives?
I just started forgiving her after listening to your show. I never thought about it.
Have you gone to her?
I have gone to her, and every time I started bringing up the things of, like, we need to return to the father and the patriarch, she does not like that. She goes, you're one of them patriarchists. And, I didn't even know she knew that word, but all of a sudden, my mom says I'm a patriarchist. You know, the woman has no say. The woman should follow the man. I'm like, well, I kind of believe that, Mom. You know, I am a patriarchist. I believe in God the Father, and whatever he says, I do.
But when you've had the chance to forgive her, why do you just tell her, I'm sorry for resenting you? I realize now you couldn't help yourself. Why don't you just forgive her?
I don't know. I have a hard time. I never thought about forgiving people. I just accepted that's the way they are. They have different emotions than me. They grow up in a way of more anger than
you have
nicer.
The same amount of anger that they have, and they have the same amount that you have. Anger is anger, and anger is evil. So why don't you, Brady, why don't you go and forgive her so that you can really start dealing with this thing in the right way?
I'm going to forgive her today, Jesse. Right after I get off the phone, I'm going to give her a call and say, I forgive you for all that, you know, and trying to push the, you know, again, my mom grew up in the 70s and 80s. And what destroyed this country, and I'm not saying it destroyed my mom or anything, but that mentality of the feminist, we don't need no man. We don't need no father.
But that's
we don't
not
need
what
no man
destroys
to what to do.
That's not what destroyed your happened. Mother. That didn't destroy your mother. Your mother hate her mother, and she hate her father. And that's what destroys your mother.
I don't think she hated him. I mean, we grew up very tolerant of each other.
I know,
and what
tolerant
I don't like,
is not love.
Probably not. No, I agree with that.
Brady, I got her, but let me know how it goes when you talk to her. But
all right, thank you, Jesse.
If she get mad, don't overreact. She blame your daddy, don't overreact. Just let her know, I forgive you, mother. I'm sorry for resenting you. And God, don't ask her for forgiveness. You forgive her, and God will forgive you, all right?
Right on. Patriarchy or the highway.
That's right. Thank you, buddy. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to James out of Tennessee. Hold on, James from Tennessee. 1 minute. You got to say about Trump name being Christ?
Yeah. Frederick Christ is how it's pronounced. Frederick Christ Trump. Commonly known as Fred Trump. 1905 to 1999. American real estate developer, father of Donald Trump, the 45th and 47th president of the United States. And his mother was indeed whatever something middle name Chris, Elizabeth Christ Trump.
And where you get that from?
Brave AI.
Amazing.
And Wikipedia. So they explained the pronunciation is not Christ, even though it's spelled Christ, it's Christ.
But that's mighty close.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty, mighty close. Amazing. Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
Let me go to James out of Tennessee. James, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning, brother. I hope all is well.
All is well, James.
I just want to say to all the people that this photo has really riled them up. I mean, it's just the devil influencing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're working on yourself, it should not bother you either way.
I rest my case. You're absolutely right. The people that call it blasphemous, that's inside of them, and they think Trump is making them feel that way when it's Satan making them feel that way.
That's right. It's like you say, that means there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need to quit letting Satan read you the Bible, which a lot of them do. You know what I'm saying? They'll take the Bible and twist it around.
Yeah.
And all it is Satan interpreting it for them. You know, he's the one reading it to them.
Absolutely,
you know, stay
man.
Out of, like you say, stay out of your thoughts, stay out of their thoughts, and have no opinion, and be free, you know.
Right on. Very good advice. It's in them. They don't know it's in them. They think those thoughts are their own. They think that's really, really, and they're fighting for Jesus. as though Jesus had need somebody to fight for him. What the?
Yeah. Well, the Father, you know what I mean?
Right.
The way I see it, since I've been working on myself, we all were set at the foot of the throne, even Jesus.
Yes.
He was set by our side at the foot of the throne. There's not two thrones in heaven, you know what I mean?
Amazing. Thank you, James.
Heaven inside of us. Okay. Well, one more question, please.
Yes.
And I want to know why does people stop with this Trinity stuff? They say it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know what else the Father is in? He's in all of his creations. He's in us. He's in the trees. He's in the water.
Yep.
You know, the Trinity is all of us. You know, not just them. They want to put us on the other side of the fence, you know,
yep.
Separate us from the Lord.
They've been taught that. They have no idea. It's just, it's they've been taught that, and they are repeating what someone has said, and they don't know that what they're doing is just not knowing it for themselves. They just believed it to a lie. Once they believe it, you can't convince them that they're wrong. Amazing.
I've noticed that, yeah. What's the little big BQ question?
Are you a messenger of love or of hate?
You see, I'm neither. I just live for the Father. Yes. I have no opinion on that. I'm like, love, we have no love. Only love we have reflects from the Father, you know. And hate comes from Satan, so I try to stay neutral.
I appreciate that, James, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, brother. Bless
day. All right. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Dan out of Wisconsin. Dan, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, what a pleasure. We spoke once before when you had a little stumble on stage and about health and wellness. So I have called in before. But
Dan, are you on a speakerphone or anything?
Yes. Okay, I'm off now.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Is that better?
Is that better? No, it still sounds like you're on something other than the phone.
I'm right on my phone now.
Oh, okay, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So, thank you for all that you do, Jesse Lee. You are amazing. You are the wisest slow black man I've ever talked to.
Amazing.
So I got a quick question. So, I know we should share the light, the truth, you know, that we've, maybe discovered thanks in great part to you for, you know, speaking personally, but I have a tendency of wanting to sell people, to convince people. It's just kind of my personality. And so yesterday I was out golfing with some friends, and the guy that I was riding with in a golf cart isn't someone who's real close to me. He's just
Dan,
a golfing buddy.
Yeah, I got to take a break. Can you hold?
I sure can, Jesse.
Yeah, hold on. Let me take a quick break. The hate news is coming, and not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. And Hank is only doing his show. Well, I'll tell you about that when I come back. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
As you know, Viktor Orban lost in Hungary
over there after 16 years in office. And but Trump told ABC News reporter Jonathan Carl, I think, that he is not concerned about Viktor Orban's loss in Hungary. Nice. Good news, though, an appeals court orders a judge to end his contempt investigation of the Trump administration over the deportation flights. You may remember this. A U.S. appeals court ruled that a federal judge must end a contempt investigation into Donald Trump's administration over deportation flights. The court said that the chief judge, James Boasberg, overstepped his authority in pursuing criminal contempt proceedings. The ruling affirmed the administration's right to halt the case, according to the majority opinion by the appeals panel. That was when we were shipping illegals and MS-13 members and stuff over, or wherever, whatever they were, Tren de Aragua. I forget what it was, but we were shipping, flying people over to El Salvador to stay in CECOT in that prison. And this judge is like, you can't do that. Turn the ship around, turn the plane around, or something like that. Or don't fly. What a mess. And there was a 50th boat strike recently, apparently. The Ground News is reporting. Most of these headlines are Ground News. U.S. military killed four, quote-unquote, narco-terrorists in the Eastern Pacific. That's Eastern Pacific sounds like close to the West Coast or something like that. I don't know. Interesting. And Trump, as you know, he attacked Pope Leo XIV as weak on crime. And he is indeed. A woman, you may have heard about this, was shot dead trying to kidnap a toddler in a supermarket and attacking him with a knife in front of the boy's guardian. I think it was a boy. On Tuesday, the 14th of April, yesterday, Omaha police fatally shot 31-year-old Noemi Guzman. Noemi Guzman. Don't know if she's like a black Hispanic. Guzman is Hispanic usually. After she kidnapped, seemingly, a 3-year-old boy at a Walmart and slashed him with a knife. Disturbing footage came out. Investigators, or video still maybe. Investigators determined Guzman shoplifted a large kitchen knife inside that Walmart store in Omaha, Nebraska. Doesn't it sound so familiar? Then approached a child and a caretaker, forcing them to walk at knife point to the parking lot. And police arrived 9:20 a.m. following a 9:13 a.m. 911 call. That's not too shabby, but 7 minutes is kind of long still. Body camera footage showed Guzman, this Noemi gal, swiping the knife at the child, cutting him across the face. Siler Hillman, 3-year-old victim, C-Y-L-E-R, interesting name, white, I think, white kid, could be wrong, underwent surgery for facial and hand lacerations, expected to recover, per parents. Omaha Police Department Deputy Chief Scott Gray characterized the incident as an isolated incident, of course, with the Omaha Police Department and Sarpy County Sheriff's Office conducting a multi-agency investigation. There have been cases where black gals who are just off attack white people with knives. It's crazy. Or other people with knives. What a mess. And this woman, I heard, there was news that she in 2024 had done something to like her father and doused him and tried to set the house on fire. And she was found, quote unquote, not guilty by reason of insanity and then released and then had some sort of mental health plan. And so she was free to do this thing to that toddler and the toddler's guardian. Terrible. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Hague News, not fake news. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold in this third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for today's show. Manhood Hour is coming up. It has been 2 hours of black excellence. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, only 1 hour today. Anchor Baby is starting an hour earlier, right after Hake. I'm James Hake. We're going to be going out soon. But Trump believes Diet Coke kills cancer cells, per Dr. Oz, they say. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, hour three. Thank you.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you a messenger of love or of hate? Are you a messenger of love or of hate? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, you just can't sit and watch the show, but you want to hear it as it is happening anywhere in the world. You can listen on your phone. You can podcast, listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App is Wednesday, the third hour of the show today. And every Wednesday, third hour, is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
An employee has been taken into custody on suspicion of starting this massive warehouse fire.
People are here. I get out of the pressure.
All you had to do was pass enough to f***ing live.
And nobody tough anymore.
I have no fear of the end of the Trump administration nor speaking out loudly about the message of the gospel.
You look like a tough guy. Tough guy, hit!
To deal with the ongoing genocide of MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+.
We're in an insane asylum.
That's for sure. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back with thinking, time to think ahead. The world ain't getting no better. We gotta change it, you and me. I need a little help, y'all. I need a little help. I need a little help, y'all. Amazing. Change yourself, you can change the world. That song was by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. The world ain't getting no better. We got to change it. You and me. Let me go back to Don out of Wisconsin. Don, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Dan, but no problem.
I mean,
problem,
Dan,
Jesse.
My bad, Dan. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Dan, yeah.
So, man, you are changing the world, Jesse Lee, and you know, my question is, I'll get to it in just a second, but I could just explain something. So, you know, my whole life I've been like the salesman. You know, I'm convincing, and, you know, I persuade people to see things my way when I'm selling something or service. And I've been very successful doing that. So, okay, so God gave me those talents. Well, when I was a Christian, quote unquote, Bible thumping, I was very involved in ministry, and because I thought I had the key. I thought I had the way. But as time goes on, you, more than anybody, honestly, have helped me see the light. God has no part of religion. I understand that, like, at a deep level, like, I can't. And so because I am enthusiastic, right, because I want people to know that truth, but I also know I can't just tell people. I should just be the light. But getting back to my question, yesterday I was golfing, and a golf buddy of mine, someone I don't know real well. I know the other two guys that I golf with real well, but this fourth guy in our group, I don't know him really well, and he surprised me yesterday when he opened up that he's really fighting, struggling in his marriage. Now, I don't know why he would just bring this up. Apparently, he thinks I have something to say. Maybe I have a peaceful demeanor, or I don't know. I won't think. I don't know why, but I didn't know what really to say. But it was profound. It was ironic that yesterday's podcast talked about. You've been talking lately about laying down your weapons. And that's what I told him. I'm like, you can't win. You're not going to win fighting with your wife. You just have to lay down your weapon. And so I sent him a message. I sent him yesterday's podcast this morning. And I'm thinking, I know all thoughts are all lies, but I want direction. Am I trying to convince him? I guess the question is, am I overstepping by pointing him to you and to the truths that you've enlightened me with, or just let him stay in his hell? I have a tendency, again, to try and convince people, and I know we shouldn't do that. They have to see it for themselves. So if you could give me some clarity there, I sure would appreciate it.
Well, how did he react when you told him to lay down his weapon?
He just kind of argued and saying, yeah, but every time I'll say, like, I got to run to the store. I'm going to go golfing. Why are you going golfing? And he was just like giving an example of how she would just go off. And then he started talking about his wife, and they've been married for 41 years, and she's getting crazy, and he thinks there's something wrong with her, you know, mentally is what he was saying. And I went, well, you know, we're all crazy. I said something like that. Yeah. I said, we're all. And so I just don't know.
So he didn't receive the message?
Not really. It was, you know, it was like in between shots. We're golfing. We didn't get into a deep conversation.
Right.
But the fact that he did that, I just felt like, okay, he is asking me something. So all I can do is try. But then I feel like it was the Holy Spirit. I hope it wasn't any other thought that led me to send him a text, which included yesterday's podcast. I want to send him the silent prayer too, because I mean, it's completely changed my life and my wife's too. It's just, you're amazing, and what you're talking about is the truth, and I just don't know where to draw the line, I guess.
Well, now that you've sent him, you told him that yesterday, and you, that's fine, because he came to you with a situation, and because you had an answer to that situation, you shared that truth with him. And now you send him the video. Before you send him anything else, wait and see if he accepts that. See how he responds to it, and then you will see clearly what to do next.
Have a wait and see. When in doubt, yeah.
Right. There's no bombarding him with a whole bunch of stuff back to back. But it sounds like yesterday's conversation was fine because he came to you with a situation. And then you recommend that he listen to this, and that's all you need to do for now. Just say and see if he responds, and maybe he'll have more questions, maybe not, but see what happens.
Okay, cool. That sounds like perfect advice. I've got another question I just thought of that's real similar,
okay.
If I can do it quickly.
All right.
So I was born and raised here in Wisconsin, but I left for 40 years, lived all over the country, but I came back here. So now my wife and I are back here in Wisconsin, and so there's obviously lots of people I haven't seen for decades, and one of them was an old high school buddy. We played football together, and you know, he was a friend, not a deep friend, but you know, I knew him well, and I liked the guy, and he got involved in church like I did. I was very involved in ministry for a season, my wife and I both, but then I got out of the church and got back just to the truth. Well, he's a diehard Baptist now. He's really into the Baptist religion, and he reached out yesterday. It was kind of weird. I sold something, and I met somebody who knew him, and I go, "You mean?" And he said his name, and I go, I graduated with him. So he texted me this morning, and he wants to get together. Where should I begin a conversation with a guy who I know is a total Bible thumper? And I just, again, I shared my personality, the way I'm kind of wired. I would normally try and convince him, you know, you're not, God is in no religion. I'm not going to start a conversation like that, but I do understand that the Baptists and the Catholics and the Muslims and the Hindu, not all of them can be right, right? So right. There is no religion. It's not about religion. That's why Jesus came, to free us from that. I understand that. But I don't know how to start a conversation with someone.
But
it's just difficult.
So are you going to meet up with him?
Yeah, he's going to probably come over. He's probably going to call me today, and then I was going to invite him over and just hang out with him a little bit because he's a nice guy.
Why plan on what you're going to say? Why don't you just have a way to see and then have a normal conversation with him and see what happens? Whatever will happen, it will happen naturally. Don't plan on preaching to him at all. You haven't seen him in a while. You're catching up with old times. Just keep it normal and see what let the truth lead you.
Okay, that sounds like great wisdom as always, Jesse.
Yeah, just like you would meet anyone you haven't seen in a while. You run up on them. You don't just start preaching to them. You, how you doing? What you been up to? And you know, one thing leads to another.
Yeah, yeah. Well, his buddy who I met, again, ironically, who bought something I was selling online, just like on a marketplace thing, he said, when he asked me about this friend, John, he said, well, we go to the Baptist church in this particular city, and he goes, why don't you come join us? I said, well, I don't really go to any church like that. And he goes, well, it's a commandment. And that's his buddy. He's telling me it's a commandment to go to church. And I didn't know where to start. So I have a feeling it might start there, but you're right. I'm thinking about what's going to happen, and I should just have a wait and see.
Yes.
And just let the light show me.
Absolutely. There's no such thing as a commandment. You got to go to church. Maybe you're joking around.
Well, fellowship, you know, we should, you know, like fellowship on Sunday, we don't miss it. My wife and I love it. It's the most wonderful part of our week. Is those 2 hours. I love church. The fellowship is amazing.
Well, you just stay with it. And again, when your friend come over, just relax, greet each other, and see what happens.
All right. I'll do that, Jesse Lee. Man, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you. I love you, Jesse Lee. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Dan. And you and your wife, stay with it. I don't care what happened out there in the world with anyone else. You stay with it, man, and just get – you haven't seen anything, Dan. It gets better and better and better.
I believe you. Thank you, brother.
All right, buddy.
Bye. All right, Jesse Lee. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Right, bye. Amazing. Keep it simple. Live a simple life. Simplicity is the way to go. Let me go to Mike out of Texas. Mike, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
I can't. I you're not on a speaker, Bluetooth, or anything, right?
Yeah, hello. Are you there?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. Man, bless you for being around. I'm going to tell you what. You know, I'm a messenger of hate.
Are you responding to the biblical question? Are you a messenger of love or of hate? And you say hate?
Yeah. Of hate.
And why do you say hate?
Because I put it in people's face that they're being hypocrites. And they don't like when people point out the fact that they're hypocrites. Because, look, I work in entertainment business just like you do, okay? And I deal with those kind of people. And I tell people, look, don't get all upset about Trump. I don't know why y'all hate that guy so much. He's a Hollywood byproduct. Y'all created him.
Amazing.
You created him. You gave him his show. You gave him the Apprentice show. You let him fire people and degrade people for the shock value. You let him come on TV and act a clown for the shock value. He's like Marilyn Manson with a nice suit.
And what did people say? So,
oh, you're crazy and this and that. I go, no, man. I go, you know what I am? Is I've brought forth to you what you really hate. And what you really hate is yourself because you don't have enough courage to ask God for forgiveness. Okay?
Amazing.
And I go, you hate me because I'm telling you that you shouldn't be so hateful. Okay? And it just eats people alive when you point out to them. I tell them, yeah, you can worship whatever you want to worship. And they say, well, what about the people, the Hindus, the Muslims? And I go, man, there's people out there that worship a refrigerator. Okay?
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, Mike. And I'll put my little two cents in it on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Let me go to Mexico and talk to first-time caller, Caleb, out of Mexico. Caleb, you are on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Caleb.
Well, howdy do, partner. I watch your show all the time, and I love your little podcast series you got. You got to put people in the hot seat, and unfortunately right now, Jesse, I'm going to have to put you in the hot seat. You ready?
Okay.
First question is, if my wife has two kids when she's at childbirth, one being a boy, one being a girl, does that make me 50% beta?
If the boy comes first, you are alpha.
That was going to be my next question. Okay.
Make sure that boys come out first.
That's amazing.
And you're going to be like real alpha because you're making a boy first and a girl. It doesn't get any better than that.
Wow. Goodness gracious. That's incredible. Amazing.
That's amazing.
All right. Now, I have a serious question here. This is a real question.
All right.
What does taking communion look like in your eyes?
When you, whenever you eat, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or snack, take a moment, realize you're about to eat, and then be aware, stay present while you're eating and you're doing communion. When you're eating and drinking, Christ said, when you eat and drink to remember and not to forget. And what happens is when people eat, they go unconscious right away. They forget. They go about the present, and they go into their head, and they get the thrill from the food. They don't remember being present until after they are done eating. They say, I forgot to be present. I forgot about God. But whenever you eat and drink, stay present while you're eating the whole meal. Have you ever tried to stay present while you're eating?
Yeah, I give thanks, and I before every single meal, I teach my kids and stuff to I either will say the prayer, or sometimes the boys will volunteer. And I'll let them pray as well.
And do you notice that you forget about God as soon as you take that first bite?
I don't know. I don't know if I forget God. I think I'm always conscious of him, you know.
You stay conscious through your whole entire meal?
Well, yeah, because I think, like, the conversation with one another is practicing being present, you know, talking with one another. I don't know. That's how I see it.
But that's what communion is just whenever you eat or drink, stay present.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Amazing. All right. That's all I got. I'll let you go,
man.
And get somebody else on here. Thank you.
Thank you. First time caller from Mexico. Amazing. Let me go to Zach, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Zach out of Florida. Zach, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well.
I don't know if you remember talking to me about a week and a half ago. I mentioned about my wife was whooping my son, and then her mom had called me about it, and basically my wife was asking for a divorce and things like that.
Oh, yes. Now I remember.
Yes. Yes, sir. So when I got back home that day that I called you, all their stuff was gone. My son and her stuff were gone, and I didn't feel any way about it, you know. And so then I ended up going to visit my parents, like I had told you, and I forgave both of them. But that night, when her mom kept texting me about stuff, I texted her a bunch of stuff saying, like, oh, that I know her daughter really resented her and things like that, trying to tell her what was going on. And that's why her daughter was acting that way. And I shouldn't have done that. But now, basically, my wife did ask for a divorce, and I said, okay. And it doesn't really bother me. A little bit here and there, but really, I'm okay with it now. But now she keeps calling me back to back to back. I guess she read the messages, and her mom was saying she missed me while I was gone visiting my parents. And now, like, they're both calling me, and I just don't even really know what to do at this point, as far as what, like, get them to stop.
So your mother wife is calling you, and your wife are calling you?
My wife and her mom keep calling me now.
And what do they want?
I don't know. I did, like, my wife texted me something about, like, that she saw all the messages I sent her mom. Basically, I was talking about that, like, her mom caused her to be the way she is.
Oh, okay. Did her mother get mad, or did she agree that the daughter?
She got mad, and then she said she was sorry later, and she was saying that she missed me, apparently.
Her mother missed you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm missing you.
I mean, it's like she's trying to control stuff still, like the grandmother's trying to control stuff.
Do what you want, of course, but I wouldn't respond. Don't be angry at them. I would be smart. I would just go on with my life at this point.
I'm not angry, and I'm not, and I don't feel like responding. I don't even know what to say, but I don't want to get into an argument either.
And do not.
I figure that's.
Yeah, even if they try to pull you into one, don't fall for it. Lay your weapon down. Don't argue with the devil, and you'll be fine.
Okay, so I shouldn't even respond to their text messages, or
I. You do what you want, of course, but I would recommend that you don't, because they may just want to argue with you. If your wife wants out, she's out. She'll be done with her.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm going to be going away for, I told you I was going away for work. So I go away for 2 months on Monday. And, apparently, like, what I told her, she's going to put in the divorce that I can have my son every other week once I get back.
Oh, that's going to be a part of the divorce papers?
Yes.
Oh, good. And Zach, don't argue with them. Be done that. And you don't have to keep responding to this, her mama and everybody else. You just go ahead and live your life now.
Okay. It's almost, you know, I told her I was gone in Arizona when I said I would sign the divorce. But now that I'm back, she hasn't even tried to show me the papers. So it's just weird. It's like she almost doesn't. She hasn't mentioned anything about it. I saw him last night, so I could see my son, and we met at a Popeyes, but it was just like she didn't mention anything about it. Now I don't understand what's going on.
She may be playing a game with you, trying to control you, because most men overreact when the woman want to leave. And to them, they looking at this man overreacting. They love that because they know that they have control over him. And so she may be trying to get you to overreact to the idea that she's going to divorce you. And so she could desperately be trying to pull you back into that. Don't fall for it.
Should I say, hey, where's the papers at, or should I just not even say nothing?
Yeah, don't say anything. Have a way to see.
Okay.
If she's the one that wants the divorce, let that be on her, and that way she's responsible for getting a divorce, not you, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. I told her that she had to put in there that she, in the divorce, that I wouldn't sign it unless it says that she committed adultery, and she said, okay.
Right on. Very smart, man.
Because I want it to be seen that, like, my to show that to my son later if he ever asks, like, hey, what happened, you know?
Absolutely.
This is like, you know.
And so, I think that when the court sees it, too, is I think, I could be wrong, but I think they tend to go with the man if the wife cheated on him like that.
Yeah. But we'll see if she ever brings the papers or not. I don't know. But, yeah. You know.
Well, I'm glad that she's out of your house and that you don't have to worry about moving or anything rather than her.
Well, really what's going on is, like, we had an apartment together, and I told her that I would take my name off of the lease since I'm going away for work. Basically, I'm going to be living at work, so I'm not going to kick them out. I don't care, you know, but I'm going to take my name off the lease, and she's going to be responsible for it after that.
Oh, nice.
You know.
Oh, I thought you were in a house, but you're in an apartment. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You know, I don't want to. Oh, honestly, my son's really been acting up at school, too, like, after this.
How old is he?
He's 7.
Oh, okay.
He's been refusing to do schoolwork, I guess, and she had messaged me when I was out in Arizona about, like, she wants to, like, to try to, like, keep him some stability, which I, you know, that's important as well. But since I can go away, I'm going to leave them the apartment, so he doesn't have to move his stuff, even though she did move it all out. But they can move it back.
So will she move back in?
I'm guessing so. She moved stuff back in there while I was gone, but she hasn't been there when I've been there.
Oh, okay.
But I'm leaving on Monday, so, you know, they can do whatever.
Right on. Amazing. Will you stay with us? Stay with the silent prayer. Have a wait and see, and all will be well for you.
So the one last thing I have to say is, like, while I'm gone, if I'm still on the lease, should I just still pay it, or should I just to make sure it's okay, or should I just, like, be like, not even do anything for it? If I don't get taken off the lease, which it doesn't look like I'm going to, because she hasn't done anything about it, so I don't know.
And let's say that you still pay out, will you still live there?
I mean, I guess I'll be at work. I'm going to be living at work. I'm going to be, like, basically contracting somewhere. So,
well, if you're not going to be living there, I don't see why you should keep paying. But that's up to you. You make that decision. But if you're not going to be living there, I don't know why you would keep paying the rent there.
Yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily that I want to. I'm just, like, you know, kind of, I just want to make sure he's stable. Other than that, I really don't care. But after that, this is it. You know, I'm going to be coming back and buying my own house, and then that's...
Yeah, but can she afford to pay the rent?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
It'll be difficult, but, I mean, it's not impossible.
Well, just have a way to see with that, and you'll see what to do.
Yeah. All right, Jesse, you know, I just wanted to, like, really, I've been trying to stay out of the thoughts. I mean, I see them coming, but I'm aware of them. And they're, you know,
let them pass. Don't believe them at all, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Zach, let me know how it goes. All right.
All right, Jesse. We'll talk to you. Thank you again, and may you have a good day.
You too, buddy. Treasure chest is now open on. No, not that. The treasure chest is now open on Peel.net.
Scratch offs.
You know, scratch off on Peel.net. Back in a moment.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need
to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. So a couple quick announcements, the rundowns. Like the videos, of course, hit the like. And then the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. But Hake is only doing 1 hour of his show today, just from 9 to 10. The Hake Report. So if you want to get in, or you got to jump right in and talk to him, because he's only doing an hour today. And then the Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. Is he coming in early or something?
Yep.
At 10?
Yep.
Today is at 10 instead of 11, because Hake will be out. So the American Anchor Baby at 10 o'clock this morning, right after the Hake Report. And then at 2 p.m., brand new live episode of Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV, Punchy TV with Billy, with Bill, at 2 p.m. today. And you don't want to miss it. You can call in, you can super chat him and everything. Bill's show is amazing. You don't want to miss it, all right? And thank you all for your support. I really, really appreciate you helping us to help others. And some of you are donating to upgrade the equipment. Thank you very much. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate, rebuildingdemand.com/donate, or call 800-411-BARN, 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it. The boomers, I know the boomers like mail, and they don't like the internet that much. You can make your check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and mail it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And if you miss that number, you can call 800-411-2663 and donate there or more information. And QR code. Scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code. All right. I want to know what you think about this situation. I just heard about it today. My producer gave it to me this morning during our meeting, and I haven't seen it yet, but I want you to know what you think about it. This is from X. A clip from Jada Pinkett Smith. Is that Pinky?
Pinkett.
Pinkett.
That was her maiden name.
Oh.
Now it's Jada Smith. Jada Pinkett Smith, they
call
her.
Why do these women hold on to their maiden name?
I don't know. Satanic.
They belong to the man now. Take on his name and let your family go. That's why the husband take the wife far away from his family and her family. And you start your own family with the whole new name. Jada Smith. But anyway, she has a book tour for called Worthy. What the? We are worthy. No. You are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. The book called Worthy, where she recounts not being together with Will Smith since 2016. And she explained, according to this report, she explained the reason she cheated on Will with her son's friend. What the? Watch this from X.
Can I tell the little twist part?
Yeah, you tell the little twist part.
You tell the set it up, because this one I was ready to throw my book across the room. Go
yeah. Ahead. So, you know, everything came out, and I was like, oh, I got to take myself to the table. Like, I got, and it, now, mind you, Will and I were not together. We hadn't been together. Mm-hmm. 2016. I decided I'm going to take myself to the table. Will says, I want to come to the table with you. I was like, wow. He's like, I don't want you to be at the table by yourself. I want to support you. We come to the table, and Will's not ready. And he's kind of backtracking. And I'm like, I'm going to have to speak my truth, but I'm also going to protect you. So if I got to look like the adulterous wife to make sure you're good, I'm going to do it. And that wasn't the case. Hadn't quite learned how to love myself and not leave Will on the side of the road. And I hadn't learned how to love Will and not leave myself on the side of the road. And in that moment, because I felt so bad that he was in this situation, I decided I'm gonna love you, Will, and I'm gonna leave myself at the side of the road. I wouldn't have known that that was an aspect that I needed to heal if it hadn't been for my kids, my mother, my friends were so hurt that I had done that to myself.
Hake, what is her truth? Nobody has their own truth. What the? I have no idea what she's saying. I have not heard it, but my producer told me about it, but I had not heard it. So I honestly don't understand what she's saying at all.
Okay.
And then so the audience going, woo! Church up in here. What's she saying?
And
she had to leave herself outside the road. How you leave yourself outside the road?
And the context is she committed adultery, right? So-called.
All that, that's what she's saying.
On Will Smith with her son's friend, but she didn't mention the son's friend or anything like that.
Right. She didn't.
So she just talked in vague terms, and then she would let herself be cast as the adulterous wife, which she was, even though she was, because she was separated from him, but she was still married to him, right?
I don't know.
I think. In 2016, right. They were still married.
Right? That's a leading question.
I know. But partly because I know that that's what the thing is based on your... I don't keep up with their drama necessarily, but...
I forgot all about them.
Yeah. But they've been married a long time, since before 2016. And then this thing supposedly, I think she said or indicated, happened between her and her son's friend, way younger than her, I assume, in 2016 while they were separated. And she let herself be cast as that.
Cast as what?
The adulterous wife.
What that means? She let herself be cast as that.
Well, I'm kind of paraphrasing what I think that I heard her say. Something about the adulterous wife.
And then she said she didn't love. She learned how to love herself from doing that.
Not from doing that, but afterwards.
Oh, that really. And then she left herself by the road. What does that mean?
That part I don't understand. Maybe just she, because you, who wants to, people don't generally want to be seen as a cheater. And so she let her ego by the roadside to go on with Will Smith.
And she said she's going to love him?
Yeah, I think. I tuned her out a little bit too.
Yeah.
She's so dark and evil sounding. Every time I hear her speak, it's just something about her that I don't like or trust. And so I don't know.
So
I don't think she even needed to say anything in that book or even bring it up.
What's the purpose of doing that?
I wouldn't have even known.
James, Derek, my producer, is telling me.
By table, she means Red Table Talk, her podcast
at
that time with her daughters and her mother.
She brought Will to the table, table?
I guess I was wondering if they were talking about the table talk thing that they had, because I did know about that a little bit. She described her decision as an act of support for Will during a tough time, saying she didn't want to leave him on the side of the road. Oh, leave Will on the side of the road. Many people criticized it as gaslighting and dodging accountability. A woman dodging accountability? I'm interrupted. For her affair with her son's friend.
But
she doesn't have to be accountable to us about that.
But she said something like she was going to leave herself side the road. But she decided she's going to love him. So she left. I don't know.
Okay, basically, they're already having issues by 2016, right? They're already having issues, but she goes off to do something with this guy that's the son's friend. And it comes out, so she decides to go on her podcast to talk about it. But Will Smith says, I'm not going to just let you do that alone, like trying to back her up. But then he goes on the podcast. That's when Jada says, it seemed like he wasn't ready. And he started backtracking, and he had that crazy look on his face. So he started feeling bad about it, kind of having second thoughts, but she went anyways. And then all that whole thing she said about the side of the road and all that was just her way of saying that she did the right thing, I guess, by saying the truth anyways and looking bad, even though Will Smith was uncomfortable.
Oh, what a mess. They talked about her affair, if you will, on a podcast, and Will Smith suddenly got uncomfortable even though he had agreed to talk about it on the podcast.
She sounded like that female Maya Angelou. Remember her? I think she's dead now.
Yeah.
And Oprah and other people used to praise her as a smart poet.
A poet who supposedly says deep things.
Right. And she'd be talking stupid stuff. You never understand Maya at all. I went up the road, and then the road was wide. And then I jumped on a tree, and then the tree got weak. And then the tree fell, and a rabbit fell out of the tree. And then everybody go, whoa, she's smart. Oh, why, boy? It didn't even make sense. I saw the rock, and I went over to the rock, and I had a talk with the rock. And whoa! This gal remind me of that when she speaks. I have no idea what she was saying.
It's just prettier to say that than I cheated and looked really bad.
About a rock.
Maybe that too.
And it was a bad idea to repeat talking out loud about it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I agree.
Yeah.
Manhood Hour, 888-77 Jesse. A quote for the day, for this hour. My producer gave this to me from the Economic Times. There is only one way to happiness, and that is to stop worrying about things which are beyond the power or our will. There is only one way to happiness, and that is to stop worrying about things which are beyond the power or our will.
Sounds like a wrong.
Yeah, something wrong with that.
But that's how they wrote it.
That even makes sense, beyond the power.
It seems like it should be the power of our will, but they wrote or our will.
Maybe somebody just miswrote it.
Totally could be.
And who is that by?
Epictetus.
Epictetus. The producer said Epictetus.
The power of our will, according to Reddit. Not that Reddit is necessarily right, but it's beyond the power of our will.
That makes
according to Reddit.
That makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Economic Times or whatever is a legitimate outlet, I thought. And it's all big, like it's a huge quote, but they need an editor if they misquoted it.
Yeah. What a mess. Amazing. So one other quick thing, then I get to your calls here, 888-77-JESSE. This is from Fox and Friends. And this is so interesting, folks. Listen up to this one. This is not good. This is really, really, really bad news. There's this ordered life, God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. And they are quickly changing that. And it's not good. They're not changing the God's order. They're turning away from it. And things are going to only, and this I promise, you think things are bad now, you haven't seen anything. This is hell on earth, and it's going to get worse. Because the men are just totally giving up the light and accepting the darkness. What I'm about to read to you now is not good. From Fox and Friends first. Fox and Friends first. As of early 2026, women hold more payroll jobs than men in the U.S., turning the first stay-at-home boyfriend into an economic trend. Generation Z influencers Maggie Anderson joined Fox and Friends first to react. Watch this.
Here's a headline for you. The stay-at-home boyfriend is now an economic trend as more women than men go to work. And the reason they found is that fewer young men, Maggie, are entering the workforce than their fathers, their parents were. Is this a trend that you are noticing personally? And what do you think about this?
Yes. Well, on the internet, we call those men neat, so they're not in education, employment, or training. I think a lot of men feel really comfortable sitting online all day long. That's a very comforting space for them. And if they're being financially supported, whether by parents or a girlfriend, God knows why that woman chose them, then of course they can continue to do that. I think that's very disturbing. I would not have a stay-at-home boyfriend personally.
That's amazing. If that's true, that is, man, that's evil. That's evil. You are created in the image of God. Your responsibility is to be the light. You were created so that God can create love through you and you become the light of the world. The darkness hate that in you. It hate for you to be the light, so it works overtime to destroy the light. They can't get to God, so they go into the next best thing. And that isn't a man. Men, I would recommend you don't do that. It's going to only get worse for you, your girlfriend, and God forbid if you make children with her. It's going to be pure, pure hell. This is evil, folks. Yeah, I recommend you not even live with her until you get married. If you get married, she move into your place, not you into hers, of course. But this is not good, man. You're under attack, and you don't realize it. All men, too, not just the white man, not just the rich man or the poor man. Men, period. You are hated because of who you are. This is not good at all. I don't even know how you can stay home and let your girlfriend go to work, would you? That's how you make sense. How do you relax with yourself like that? But you hate it. And they are trying to destroy you. And it's not them, but it's the spirit that's in them. Forgive your mothers for turning you away from your father, recreating her image. This is not good, folks. A stay-at-home boyfriend. You're not going to be happy. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be sad. You're going to be lost. You're going to have suicidal thoughts and all the things because you're letting yourself die. You're letting yourself die. What a mess. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on there, Jesse? Everybody and their mama, we're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
What's going on with you, Jesse?
All is well.
Man, I tell you, man, you know, I know you asked the question, why do women keep their last names? Now, it really caught on fire when Hillary started doing it. You remember when it was Hillary Clinton, all of a sudden she started putting Hillary Rodham Clinton, and when she did that, Jesse, it caught on like wildfire. Like every woman started doing it. Now, I see why they do that too, you know, to include their maiden name, because, you know, like if you're in high school and you knew a girl, let's say a girl was Jane Doe. And then when she got married, her last name turned to Washington, so it'd be Jane Doe Washington. You know, that's the same person who you graduated with.
But that's other not than a that, reason to do that.
Well, no. I'm not saying I see that they do that for identify purposes, but I wouldn't tolerate it either. But I'm just saying that's probably why they do it. You know, but for the most part, I can see if they didn't change their last name either.
What it is, Rick, they're doing it because they want to be equal to men. They
agree with that too, Jeff. I agree with you.
They don't want to be in that order of man over them, and they think by keeping that name, that is changing the order of God, and it's not.
And you know what, Jesse? And that same token, like I was telling you before, if you hear people get married, they have taken the word obey out the wedding vows.
Yeah, I know.
If I can say this on your show, men, don't marry any woman that tells you to take out the word obey. Because if you got to lay your life down for your family, that's the least you can do.
Well, if she want to take out I promise to love and to obey, that means that she's telling you right away she's not going to obey you. And that means you're going to catch pure hell.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys are accepting it. It's okay, you don't put obey. It causes confusion. No, it don't. It just establishes order.
Yeah.
It don't cause no. I mean, if you are a decent man, a God-fearing, led man, a woman will follow your leadership. But nowadays, the reason why men ain't men because they follow their wives' emotions.
Amazing. What a mess.
Yes, sir, it is, man. And men got to do. And then again, a lot of these men are raised by their mothers. So that's why I can say, especially most black men, when they've been raised by their mothers, all they hear is women's voices. So when they come under a man leadership, it's hard for them to get under his leadership because they've been hearing a woman's voice all their life. You know what I'm saying, Jesse?
Well, that's why I tell them that they got to forgive their mothers because you're right. They have been set up to fail in life, intentionally set up.
Yeah.
To fail in life, so they got to start working on themselves. Rick, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, one more quick thing, just before if I can see it.
Yes.
Hey, we got an important election next Tuesday, man. This concerning the gerrymandering. Right now, to my understanding, it's 5 Republicans and 6 Democrats. So,
Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's
you probably
go ahead. Yeah. So if it happened, so if the yeses win, the Democrats can redraw the state, and they gonna make it 10 Democrats and 1 Republican. If the yeses win, but if the noes win, it stays the same. Because honestly, they started it back in 2020. So Trump like, okay.
Thank you,
love, thanks for taking my call. Love you guys. Talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye. Super. Super chat.
Cesar or Caesar, Jesse Grandma's voice. Oh, Jerome, baby. That wasn't a picture of Trump healing a man using his hands. He was just checking his temperature like a doctor. Laughing with tears coming out.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Alexander G. Are you on the speakerphone? Means God saying, depart from me. I never knew you. Dead emoji. Crying emoji. Dancing emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
And he, with musical treble clef, I believe. I need a hero.
I need a hero.
Mike, I'm holding on to a hero till the end of the night.
I'm holding on to a hero till the end of the night.
He gotta be strong.
A hero.
He gotta be fast. And he gotta be fresh from the fight.
Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Strong, light skin, or medium tone, black arm emoji. Hashtag Bonnie Taylor. Hashtag no heroes. Hashtag good old 80s music.
Right on. Thank you.
Brian R., the Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church split in 1054 AD, 1054, the year of our Lord, over leadership disputes. Protestants split from Roman Catholics in the 1500s. No one worships Mary or Jesus or the saints, only God.
No, the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church worship Mary on Friday night. They go and they cry over Mary. What the hell? It's no wonder the Orthodox Church has so much similarity to the Catholic Church. I didn't know they belonged to each other at one time. That's amazing. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know about that either. Thank you, Brian R., for the history. The Dead End, Five Coffees, with Maya Angelou, the woman who, in the story about the woman watering the grass and flowers, but everyone else could see nothing that was there. Funny.
That's funny. I wasn't thinking of her at the time, that's for sure, but... Thank you.
And I was almost remiss in reading a Bond JLP on Cash App tip from Ryan I. For the BQ, the biblical question was... What was the biblical question?
Are you a messenger of love or of hate?
And he gives a very generous shrug and face palm, shaking his head emoji.
Thank you for responding. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
And thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all for your support. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And do the silent prayer. Stay present. That's why I encourage you to do the prayer so you can practice and remember to keep your mind wherever your body is at all times. It will be amazing. The Hate Report is coming now, and then the Anchor Baby. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. To the callers, I'll get to you tomorrow if you call back. I do appreciate it. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. Silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.